Thank you and good afternoon. A new bill to curb prescription drug abuse and deaths was announced today by state legislators, public health representatives, and law enforcement. Assemblyman Jim Wood authored Assembly Bill 623, which aims to reduce access to prescription drugs to those who are most prone to abusing them. It will require pharmacists to counsel patients on the proper storage and disposal of opioids and will enable health providers to prescribe abuse-deterrent formulation opioids. More than 60 million people die every day in the United States from prescription drug overdoses, and almost 1.5 million Californians from the age of 12 and over abused painkillers in the year of 2014. Around 3 o'clock this morning, units from the Arcata Fire District were sent to the 1200 block of Hiller Road in McKinleyville after hearing reports of heavy smoke in the area. An engine company from the McKinleyville station was the first on scene in a matter of minutes and discovered a generator in flames. Crews cut holes in the roof to release heat and smoke as other units brought the fire under control, preventing it from spreading to a neighboring house. Investigators believe the fire started in the area of the generator and the flames spread to the wall of the garage. There were no injuries reported. The famous Arcata siren has been removed. Dan Squire has more.
The Arcata Fire Protection District is in the midst of a major overhaul of the downtown fire station, and that renovation has led to the removal of the siren that has signaled the arrival of the noon hour for decades. The siren will be replaced by a bell, and for a while it was unclear as to what would happen to the venerable siren, which has sounded the alarm and the noon hour for 70 years. The siren won't be sent to the scrap heap, however. On Friday, the fire district linked an article from the Mad River Union, which reports the bell will be turned over to the Kinetic Universe and will see future use as a signal to start the annual Kinetic Sculpture Race.
Thank you, Dan. Sunday night, a Hoopa citizen contacted the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police Department after discovering human remains in a wooded area off of Bear Road. The county sheriff's office and the deputy coroner have initiated an investigation, and the cause of the death and the gender of the remains are unknown at this time. After the resignation of former Hoopa Tribal Police Chief Robert Kane, tribal leaders held a meeting with Sheriff Mike Downey Monday morning to discuss a cross-deputizing agreement between the county and the tribe. Ed Geyer has been appointed as interim police chief by the tribal council. The council has already approved a resolution to work more closely with county law enforcement. Humboldt County has the only sheriff's office that deputizes tribal police, and Sheriff Downey clarified that he is resuming duties to enforce public law on tribal land, as 3 tribal police he deputized are over in the area, and he will be sending at least 1 sergeant over as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It used to be known as the Redwood Jazz Festival. Now it's known as the Redwood Coast Music Festival, which begins this Thursday and will last through Sunday. Putting together a lineup for a music festival is not an easy task, and the festival's board president, Mark Jansen, explained the balance of adding new musicians to the lineup and retaining musicians who have played in previous festivals.
A general rule of thumb is you're trying to rotate out a certain number of acts and try to introduce about 30%. Out of here, so that the 70% is recognizable bands that are popular, they're going to help draw, and then 30% that you think that people are just going to come in and get their shoes knocked off listening to, so that you can bring them back the next year as part of the 70%, and you can keep rotating through. There's a lot of good acts, and there's a limited number of spots.
One would think that it would be difficult to attract bands to a rural area such as Humboldt County, but Jansen says that's not the case.
We're far and we're a difficult trip in, but we're a beautiful part of the country, and a lot of people do want to come here. And in fact, some of the blues acts that we've brought in then build a tour around what they're doing here. So it's pretty centrally located between Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco, so they can pick it up.
The Redwood Coast Music Festival will feature 20 bands and 100 sets of live music throughout the weekend. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.